question for this morning is about you, 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 and you. How should you, as a citizen, as a well-meaning Nigerian, as a good Nigerian citizen, how should you respond to an illegal check of your phone? How should you respond when a police officer demands that you bring your phone? Let me see your phone. You're at a stop checkpoint or something, and the man says, or the woman says, policeman or policewoman says, give me your phone. I'm suspecting you. You could be a yao yao boy. What kind of business are you into? Let me see your phone. How do you respond to an equal, in quote, illegal check? Now, just about 2 days ago, very interesting story. It was a comment made by DCP Bassi. How many of you heard of him? Probably haven't. Anyway, so he was speaking at a function, and then he said Nigerians should not give their phones at the checkpoint. I didn't say it. He said it.
It is not our schedule. If we are investigating you, we will present a warrant and then demand for the phone.
All right. Wow. Look at that. Did you know that? Wow. Did you hear? You didn't hear the voices in the background say, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, this is where we now find ourselves. For those of you who are probably above maybe 37 or 35 or maybe 45, you probably will not have this experience. Very unlikely that you would have this experience. But many of Nigeria's youth face this challenge on a daily basis. Now, to show you how scared and how wary our young men and women are, particularly the young men, yes, because the young women really don't have that problem with policemen. Well, particularly the young men, I have noticed, I have observed that a lot of them, particularly on this axis, East-West Road, when I get to my one area, Rumokuta, Rumola, I quietly notice, I've been pondering about this for a few months now, that many of the young men don't carry high-end devices. They don't carry. You see a few people, you know, bring out their smartphones and, you know, they're texting and, you know, tweeting or whatever it is that they're doing, you know, in taxis, in buses. Some of them do that. But the very high-end phones that, you know, usually draw attention, phones that could cost maybe 150,000 naira, 300,000. I hear a little birdie told me that some of them cost as much as 500,000 naira these days. Now, a lot of these young men don't carry their devices outside anymore. They don't. There was a video last year, just after the lockdown was eased up, of a policeman, you know, who stopped somebody. It was a highway trip. They stopped the boy, and he carried the boys and said, how can you, a young man, be using this kind of phone? Me, a matured man, a policeman, I'm not using this kind of phone. How much is this phone worth? It's up to 200,000 naira. And then a little exchange of words ensued. So, once again, if you are listening to us, and if you have sons who are maybe 25 to 4 or 35, you know, you have people in the university, or you yourself, you are well off enough to buy one of these high-end devices, how should you, as a citizen, a good Nigerian citizen, by the way, a good River citizen, by the way, how should you respond to an illegal check? Apparently, a senior police officer said, don't give your phones to any policeman. And by the way, if you can, please tap the policeman next to you. Maybe if you're approaching a junction, turn up the volume of the radio. Or if you probably know someone who knows someone who knows a police officer, no, text him and tell him, tune into 92.3 Nigeria Info. There's a little interesting conversation about phones that they're about to have. Maybe you can learn a thing or two. Once again, conversation station starting right here. Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009 is the female caller line. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. And jump onto WhatsApp 0809-030-6416 and Facebook, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. John is in D line. John, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, too.
Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Dude, yesterday at about 11 a.m. in the morning, I left my home for work. I saw threaded police man along the road. I've never met them with that before. The man stopped me, I passed. He asked me some few questions. I saw my iPhone. The first thing he did was to pick the iPhone. And when he opened the door of my car, he saw another mineral beside the door that I drank. And he opened it and drank the mineral. And I asked him, why did you drink my mineral? He said, I said, you have to buy the mineral.
What?
I walked straight to one of the man, they carry the leg of beef. I walked straight to the man. I said, this man drank my mineral and you have to buy me another mineral. The man called the policeman that, why did you drink the mineral? He said, the mineral looks like bitter. The man asked the policeman, is your mouth? How would you be able to detect if that mineral was contaminated? And I said, you are also holding my phone. Could you please give me my phone? The man knew that I was already on him. I brought him to come phone. I started to record a conversation. And the man said, to open my phone. I said, why should I open my phone? Yesterday, this thing happened yesterday. I said, why should I open my phone? Is there any warrant to say you are doing for that? Why should I? So for the solution, the man gave me back my phone and he gave me 500 naira to go buy another mineral.
Oh, he gave you 500 naira?
Yes, the officer, your head.
Yes.
Mandated him to buy the mineral. I will even tell her there was no stock. I said, you have to keep the money for mineral because I am not going to drink that mineral again. And he gave me 500 naira.
Wow. All right. Wow. What a way to start our conversation. Zion is on the line. Good morning to you, Zion. Barry Diggy Adam is on the line as well. Another judge. Good morning, Zion.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
DCP Basti Elwa is only speaking based on his own office. Based on who he is. Not based on who Nigerians are and what they are going through. You can't tell the word non-Nigerian, a Nigerian, the one we use common Nigerian now, or ordinary citizens, ordinary now. You want to ask the police, please don't touch my phone. When you see this guy dreaded on the street, or on the checkpoint, with double magazines being folded or belted up, looking fierce, angry at you, that you're even having such a phone in your hand, he want to tell him, don't talk. Do you know how many Nigerians have received dirty slaps, embarrassment from these so-called policemen? And let me be honest to you, even if you want to take the case further than that point, you being assaulted, the same Nigerian police will tell that unknown policeman, unidentified.
So how should our young people get to respond when stopped at the checkpoint or by any policeman who demands to see their phone? How should we respond?
It is as easy as possible. Hide your phone inside your bag.
But what if you can, what if there's a stop? That's why it's called the stop and search.
Stop and search. They saw it, switch it up. Keep it inside your bag. Possibly if you are traveling, also carry the receipt of that same program.
This is
Nigeria.
How many people carry their receipts?
This is Nigeria. Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt.
So we are meant to carry receipts now as we walk across, as we travel. We should carry our receipts. This is intriguing. Hello, Port Harcourt. Aren't you my three? Good morning.
Hello, Peter Akwa.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Good morning, Samuel Omamegbe. My name is Baridi Giadom. I'm calling from Peter Akwa.
Go on.
How should citizens respond to an illegal check?
Phone check. Yes, phone check.
If a policeman stops me on the road and he said he wants to see my phone, you know what I will ask him?
Yes, please.
My papa had my phone. Why won't see my phone?
Really?
Yes, I'm telling you. You know the people, they do all these things.
Wait. So are you saying our young brothers, our young Nigerians, you know, who are trying to, you know, make things work for them, should respond in that manner to a policeman?
Why do you want to check my phone, officer?
Okay.
I think your father's head is inside my phone.
Really?
So I have the right to check my phone.
So do you want people who are in Uniport, who are in RSU, to ask a policeman this question, please?
I have the right to ask.
No. Do you want them to ask these questions? The way and manner you just described. Do you want them to ask?
Yes.
Them? Interesting. So that.
Yeah, I've asked one policeman before this question. I'm asking of them.
Okay.
And all the people, they do all these things too.
All right. So the last caller says you should ask the question if your father's head is on his phone. That's the way to respond to an illegal check, an illegal phone check. Our emphasis this morning is the phone check, illegal phone check. How should young Nigerians, like I said, I have noticed, I don't know if you have, all right, I have noticed that a lot of the young men who are walking, taking taxis all across, even when they are sharing rides, right, they don't carry their high-end phones. What brought this to my attention is that you'd see someone who seems smart, who's talking smart, you know, and then dresses well, and he has what people call a palasa phone. You know, he has a phone that is just has an LCD screen and a dial pad, and that's it. And you wonder, but how do you keep up with the trends? How do you look so good? How do you talk so savvy? And you do not have a smartphone. Are you anti-technology? Do you believe that the end of the world is going to come through technology? Are there demons possessing you not to use it? Tell me. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93.3. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I'm worried. My name is Henry. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Henry.
Yes, please. I am worried when we begin to present things that are not lawful as if they are lawful. There is no law, to the best of my knowledge, that requires anybody to move around with receipts of any item whatsoever. And as far as our laws are concerned, nobody commits an offense that is not known to any law in this country. So it also means that it is not an offense not to have the receipt of your item on you. Mm. It is not an offense at all. It is clear, and the police, they know that, or any arresting authority. Secondly, you must not be searched. You must not be searched. There must be a reason for any search. Even if the police would want to rely on their expanded power of reasonable suspicion, that suspicion has to be reasonable, because it can be challenged in court. That if you want, the search must not be by force. But these things happen in reality, because one of the callers was saying, this is Nigeria. But because it is Nigeria does not mean we allow things that are not lawful and not legal. We have to condemn it. And if police officers continue in this, they are committing offenses themselves. I've always said sometimes that police officers also commit offense. For instance, you are not allowed to torture a person. So if you are torturing a person, you are committing an offense. It's criminalized. So again, if you are infringing on the right of a person to intrude into his privacy of checking his phone and all of that on no reasonable ground, it is an offense. It is a treatment of the rights of that person.
So Henry, how,
particularly the one of receipt, you are not expected to walk around with receipts.
Your receipts, okay, good. But how do we get our young people? What should be the mode of their response when they are faced? Because I can bet you, before today is over, we will get a report that somebody has been stopped illegally and had asked for his phone to be searched. How do we tell our young people to respond to such an illegality?
Now, the legal advice will be taken action against the police, because there is no way one will encourage any frontal attack or resistance by the police at that moment. But speak to the police. One thing is, be bold enough. Your right is your right and is your right. And you must stand up for your right. That's the slogan. So bold enough to tell the policeman that you are infringing on my right. But if you insist and you continue, I will take an action against you. Okay. And let him slap you. As he slaps you, he's committing another offense. Let him torture you, he's committing another offense. But the fear is that even when you confront the police and say this, the police will continue to infringe on your rights. But then you have a cause of action. Let him not just shoot you to death. That's all.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Henry. We'll go for a break as we get to finalize, or as it were, break down this interesting comment made by DCP Bassey. Do not give your phones to policemen at checkpoints. He said it, not me.
Stay with us. Nigeria Info. We'll be back. Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
So, once again, interesting, well, not exactly new comment about how things should be done in Nigeria surfaced just about 2 days ago. DCP Bassey says, you know, please, 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 Nigerians should not give their phones to any policeman at a stop check or at a checkpoint, you know, whatever it is. You know, that to the best of his knowledge, if any individual is under suspicion, a warrant will be obtained and then they will get to go through your phone. Otherwise, you do not need to have anybody go through your phone. Yes, we had someone may call. There are some, you know, cases where, you know, extra powers of the police maybe are under suspicion, but it must be with reasonable doubt. Now, my question is this. How then should Nigerians, young Nigerians, particularly young Nigerians, respond to illegal phone checks by the police? My name is Jude. Welcome to where we start off with great conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. Hello, Port Harcourt. Number three, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Okay, it's Oyin calling from Elibolo.
Good morning, Oyin.
Okay. I think talking about what I will do is, a police officer illegally asks to check my phone, right?
Yes. What should we respond? How do we respond to such a scenario now that we know they are not meant to?
Okay. It's very simple. But the issue here is that most Nigerians don't even know their rights. And they don't even know the duties of a policeman. So if you know your rights, you should know that you're not supposed to undergo that. And if I were in the shoes of any of that person, I would tell it out to the policeman that he has no right to check my phone. That is one. I'll have to also spell out his duties to him, and that as a policeman, he should only carry out his duties. And I would refuse allowing him to check my phone. It's as simple as that. We don't need to fight over it or even argue over it. So let him know I know my rights and I also know his duties. And he has to play his duties.
Have you ever had that experience before, Omi?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right. All right, thank you very much. Well, like I said earlier on, you tend to have Nigerian men experience this more than females, from what I gather. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, welcome, please.
Alozie King is my name.
Good morning, Alozie.
Dude, if the police harassing us to ask for food, I am a victim. The guy went to Yenigua, we went for danger in the vehicle we built. Seven of us, we are all young men. Like, the policeman, when they stopped us at the checkpoint, three of us there was using iPhone. So the other one was holding the phone in his hand. One of the officers said, come here. Bring your phone. Give me the phone, open it. Because of the boy, immediately he lose concentration. He wanted to stretch the phone to the officer. I collected the phone. I said, sir, I am the owner of the phone. What is the problem? He said, you want to see what is in the content of the phone. I said, why do you want to barge in my privacy? He said, my phone is my privacy. So you don't have the right. The police man said, he will beat me up. I said, oh, God, say, I'm not a novice. If you want us to squabble here, we will squabble here, and I will take it to any length you want me to take it to. So when I was talking to the man, he said, oh boy, I don't think say you is having something, but he goes to school, he's a lawyer. I go deal with you now. I said, sir, you cannot infringe my rights. So you can do it to other people, but you can't do it to me. So what I want to tell some of our younger, at the end of the day, we argued after quarreling. The most senior officer said, let this guy, let them go. So one thing I want to say to our young guys is this. Your boldness matters a lot. Do not because of the AK-47 they have in their hand, they will undermine you and molest you.
Ah.
I put it to that police officer that you lack the law, you lack the power. You don't have the right. We quarreled. At the end of the day, they say, carry your wahala, go. So one of the things that caused this problem is this. Some of our young men, we are very, very afraid of police officers.
But
we make ourselves to be guilty when we are not guilty. When they say, come, bring this to you, you say, oh, officer, I beg, sorry now. I beg. You know, when you beg, when you create that intention between you and a police officer, they will dupe you. That is so many things that some of us don't know.
Alistair, thank you very much. I can understand how some people react. These people have guns. You don't. Samuel is in trouble. Good morning, Samuel. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Samuel.
Thank you. Let me just tell you one story that just happened last month. On the 1st of this month, my car broke down at a loop. That loot flyover between the front of that fourth police station. I saw two boys, one boy and one girl, coming out from one vehicle like that.
Just tell us the story, very quickly, Samuel.
I was in the front of my car when the mechanic was working my car on Sunday. Then when they came down, I now went, what I saw in that car is a policeman, Dimov. The car was Dimov. So I went to meet them. I said, what happened? Why do you people came down from inside the car? They said, this CA officer, they just saw them on the road, picked them up. I said, for what? They said, they don't know. Then they collected their phone, say, what are you people doing? This and that. I said, it's just like that. They said, yes. So after driving them all over the park, they will come to that youth and drop them. I say, what for what? This is embarrassing. This is nonsense. Okay, what are they looking for? They say they are looking for money. They say they don't have money. So this is what we are saying. All these things we are saying. See, yes, officers don't have right to check our phone. But how can we do it? Because you may say you will not give them. They will slap you, or they may do you something that you will not maybe expect, and then you give them the phone.
That's a worry, Samo. Williams is in Choba. JJ's in Wimokro. We'll get to JJ shortly. Williams, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Williams.
Thank you. And the matter with this question, I personally have had several encounters like this, where I go out and because I'm with my smartphone, I'll get harassed and be like, boy, let me see what you're holding and all of that. Let me get back to the most recent one that happened. So I sent a friend of mine to go fix my phone somewhere around Tilare. And while he was coming back, he called me later that the police had stopped him around Tilare access for the phone and all. I got to the scene and I found out that the chief heavy slaps on his face already. You need to see the way the face of this boy looked. What was the problem? That he asked for the phone, he gave them the phone, and then they asked him to unlock it. But since it was not his phone, he did not know the password. And I was trying to tell them that, Aga, I know get the password to the phone, it's not mine. But he did not buy it. He felt like he was trying to play smart or something. Okay. So I got to the scene and I was like, it's my phone, I can unlock it. They said, okay, unlock it. They gave me back the phone, I unlocked it, and I put it in my pocket. And they were like, no, I should bring the phone out for them, that they want to search the phone. I said, on what count? Then the policeman asked me, how can I be able to afford
such a phone
if I'm not into fraud or something? I tried explaining some things to him, and he was not willing to hear. He said he needed the phone, he would slap me one thing.
Eventually, because of time, did you eventually get away with your phone?
Okay, I eventually gave him the phone to search. He said, peace be with him, see what he had done to my man. And then he saw, a chat I had with my uncle who was outside, and he was like, this is a foreign number. Now, scam did you? Bottom line is, at the end of the day, I got away because we had arguments, and I was like, you can't do this. You cannot see your thing.
You stood up for yourself.
The police right now, they act a little bit more, sorry to use the word, like cultist.
Wow. JJ, do you agree with Williams that some policemen are acting like cultists?
They even act more than cultists. They act more than armed robbers. See, dude, this instruction is not supposed to come to the public. It's supposed to go to the police. The policeman is supposed to instruct his men not to demand for phone from people. The way he's putting it is like we voluntarily give them phone to pass. This man is not being truthful. I tell you, before God and man, we are not under his command. His men are under his command. He should give the command to his men because his men are the ones that force people to bring their phone so that they can pass. Let me paint a scenario to you. You are walking or you are driving at 11 p.m. Only you in the car. And the police guys, they are like 6-7 in the checkpoint. They stop you, check all your cars, everything is okay. And one truck is gone and say, give me your phone, open it. What option do you have? By the time they injure you, let's assume they didn't kill you. You land in the hospital, and your friends come to visit you. They say, boy, what's the apple? They say, boy, the policemen know. They say, man, give them my... So I'm not going to give them. They say, man, open an ugly. Then one come shoot me for leg. What do you think that your average friend will tell you? So, boy, you not get them. Two of us. What thing they your phone? What you not give them? Make them not pass. Now, in this case, who demanded for the phone? Who forced you to collect the phone? Who shot you because of the phone that you tried to protect because one city said you shouldn't give your phone? This is not it. This is just a disgrace on the police. I repeat, it's a disgrace on the police. Instruct your men that don't demand for people's phone. People don't voluntarily give their phone. They force people to take their phone and check their privacy.
JJ, thank you very much. Savior, good morning to you.
Good morning, you took me for 3 minutes.
Welcome, Savior. Good morning.
All right, good morning. I am actually a police officer.
Good to have you join us.
What DCP Ewabat is saying is absolutely correct. And contrary to what JAJ, my friend, said, our officers are duly lectured. Police officers are lectured, and what the DCP did is to lecture the public to know their rights. It is important that the public should equally know their rights. In case any police officer who has been lectured not to do this, maybe just think maybe he can
get
the advantage of ignorant members of the public to do the wrong thing. Therefore, the public should equally know their right to resist. And there is a point to understand here. I finally did a case of this 419 stuff where they were calling somebody on phone to extort money from the patient. I was the IPO of the case. So we now laid an ambush and we were trying to, I was personally trying to communicate with the patient who was calling the unsuspected victim. And he was giving me where I can meet with him. So what I need to do is to monitor somebody who will be picking a call on the road. While I was making the call, I was trying to monitor somebody that will be picking a call and answering. So on this reasonable suspicion, you can a police officer have the reasonable right to, if you on such a occasion, to see somebody who is answering such a call, to find out who is calling him and the call that is answering.
Yeah.
And that helped me, I arrested that suspect.
Yeah, but you just said reasonable suspicion. We had Henry
called.
Henry called and said yes with reasonable suspicion. But Savior, in all honesty, many of the cases that people report have no reasonable suspicion. They only search your phone because your phone is an high-end phone. It's an expensive looking device. Sometimes if you're dressing in a very flashy way, they want to see your phone. That is not reasonable. So my question is, how should Nigerians, Port Harcourt boys in particular, who don't carry their phones anymore, how should they respond to such a scenario?
Once you know you have the right to resist a police officer who is doing a wrong thing, that is the reason the lecture was made by DCP Ewabasi. The public should know their right. Police officers are also lectured not to tamper with people's privacy. Everybody has their right.
Savior, thank you very much. Ben is on East West Road. Ben, good morning. Temple is in GRA as well. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
I think it's a good development that will never pass. It's impossible for the I'm trying not to use vague words or derogatory remarks toward the Nigerian police force. Because when they are about to don't check your phone, you will see them laugh and they'll say, now Oga is talking. Okay, let me bring about the melange that is going on in our society. Look at those hoodlums that call themselves police. Tax force that is under the bridge in artillery. Let's assume something happens. You see a car coming from a borough road. It crosses over the zebra crossing. The next thing you see, those tax force wearing those reflective jackets, they will jump into the vehicle of those of the car owner that crossed those zebra crossing. From the stealing inside the vehicle to the without the knowledge of the owner of the vehicle, the one sitting in front to be negotiating, give us money, this and this. This thing happens every blessed day, not less than 10 times in artillery.
Wow.
And nothing is happening in the presence of police officers under the bridge in artillery. It happens every blessed day, not less than 10 times. Now, talking about police catching your phone, that one is, when you talk about Nigeria don't know their rights, then Nigeria police are more or less criminals. When they don't hold their guns, they don't do that. And they will see what will happen to them. The gun is their power. That's why they behave in a very loquacious attitude, an attitude that is synonymous to the attitude of animals. Look at the way police behave. You'll be so embarrassed. Police will be talking to you in a second from this room, what's it called? This room of Jackali police station. Their mother smelly with alcohol.
Come.
Cigarette and Indian hands. What kind of police officers are those people? Even though there is no issue, before you know what is happening, they come, they are gone. Look at the other day, I was driving at this West Road, and they said there was an issue. Two police entered into my car. I was calling my big old guy to tell him what went wrong. And the police officer caught his gun in my car and said, if I talk again, he'll see what he will do to me. And they challenged me, they drove me to the room of the Akani police station, this one close to driving license office. And they extorted 10,000 to 20,000 for me that day.
They extorted, wow, you gave them.
So, what
is that this thing can never stop because their organ themselves is a culprit.
Ben says their organ is a culprit. With the level of impunity in the Nigerian police force, refusal to submit your phone for a search at checkpoint can cost you your life. Imagine the police shooting taxi drivers because of 15 naira, let alone a phone. Jude, former head of state, General IBB, said the only person he is afraid of is a police officer at a checkpoint with a gun. Interesting comment there. Good morning, Jude. We are entitled to our opinion, but we should be mindful of our words. Yes, okay, this particular discussion is to help us get away peacefully with police. Yes, when asked for our phones, we're listening to learn and not for phone. Thank you, Jesse. Yes, that's why when someone says, asking if your father is there, really, you want people to do that? At Alakaya, close to Salvation Ministry yesterday, I saw a policeman fighting a girl all on room with her phone. They pushed her inside their car at gunpoint. Guess what? I left collecting the walking stick from him to see what he would do. Wow. Interesting. Hello, Port Harcourt. It's hard to see any Nigerian who is personally not received or doesn't know someone who has received this harsh treatment from the Nigerian police. We also know the officers who go unpunished and unpublished as well. As for me, I would not believe that senior officer until I see him or Frank Mba or SP Nnamdi Omoni brief the press announcing that Nigerian police has dismissed one or two officers searching for us illegally. I don't believe him. Okay, I don't believe him. Let's not throw the bath water with the baby. You know, our law enforcement agencies have made great breakthroughs in uncovering major crimes tracked or tracing via mobile phones. True, phones are used to perpetrate crimes such as kidnapping, payment of ransom, social media crime, etc. If you have nothing incriminating your phone, then I feel free to hand over your phone to the law enforcement agencies upon request. Tony, I still understand that narrative, but here is the problem. It's an infringement on your privacy because someone once made a story of how his phone was checked and the officer said to look through his the folder that had the picture of his wife. He and his wife, you know, kissing. That's what the man was laughing at. That's infringement of privacy, I think. But what does Jude do?